Louise is a great colleague and she's done a fantastic job for Corby. In fact, I should think that we would be most unlikely to have won that seat for the Conservatives if it hadn't been for Louise's excellent representation there. So I, for one, will be very sorry to see her go. But equally, you know, people do have complicated lives, and certainly from what I've heard, you know, as a friend over the last few years, I know she's had a pretty tough time, and it's reached a point where she needs to sort it out. So I think what she's doing is a sensible thing.
Her circumstances are specific to her, aren't they? Very specific and perhaps not typical. But does it raise questions about women in Parliament and balancing political life with family life?
No, I don't think so. Louise would have been fine, but she's married a lovely guy who lives in the States. You know, that makes things complicated when you're trying to represent a constituency in the Midlands. So, yeah, there's no doubt that her situation is specific to her. Personally, I think it's entirely possible to juggle being a mum and having a parliamentary career. I have three children. At the moment, when Parliament's in recess, they're on the school holidays, so I'm kind of part taxi driver, part full-on mum and part politician, and it works just fine, actually.
Critical time for the government, this, though, isn't it, for any Conservative MP to step down, and it's a very marginal seat.
Yes, I'm sure that there will be, you know, there will be the challenge arising from that. But at the same time, you know, I think it's something Northamptonshire has been very pleased so far, I think, with its Conservative representation. And I'm quite sure that whoever takes over as the candidate will be extremely keen to represent Corby just as well as Louise has.
It's going to be a tough fight for whoever takes over from her, though, isn't it? Because it's marginal.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that, but that's as it should be. That's democracy at work. I don't think anyone's going to shy away from that challenge.
The importance of this time in the political spectrum with the coalition and so on is underlined by the fact that Boris Johnson has already been asked whether he would stand, and he's declined to do so. But that does give you an instance, an example of just how important it is right now.
No, I don't think it's any more important now than at any other time. I think the coalition is very determined to stick with the programme. You know, we are in a midterm situation, so lots of people are sort of wondering which way it's heading and that sort of thing. But that is always the case at this time in a parliamentary term.
Many of your colleagues are saying it's about time the coalition ended anyway. What do you think?
I don't think so at all. And the reality is we do not have a majority as the Conservatives. We did not win the last general election. I think if we were to now walk away from the coalition, it would be a massive credibility issue on the international markets. I've said time and again that keeping our AAA status, sorting out our economy, getting ourselves back on the road to recovery is absolutely key. And anything that we do because we're sort of fighting amongst ourselves would be just stupid from the point of view of the future prospects of our country.
But a Corby by-election is probably not necessarily what David Cameron wanted to have in front of him right now.
Well, maybe not, but David Cameron would be the first to agree that people have to do what works best for them.